Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Right here, 6 NFL playoff games, all with the spread in mind. Now, a lot of people do the over-under stuff and, you know, all that, the totals. I just kind of keep it simple. Right? And we pick the games with the line, and that's it. We don't do first half money totals and all that crap. Too confusing. So let's start with the Chargers and the Texans, being that that is the first game up tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 Eastern time in Houston. Chargers are road favorites at -3. I like the Houston defense. The Houston offense obviously has fluctuated throughout the year. Lots of injuries. Their offensive line is scary, man. And scary in a bad way. They allow a ton of sacks. C.J. Stroud holds onto the ball a little bit too long. Mike Minter is generally regarded as a very, very, very hot name and an up-and-coming defensive coordinator. Was with Harbs at Michigan. BetQL has this game at a 4-point win for the Chargers, 20.5 to 16.5, therefore covering the -3. And I agree with that. I'll take the Chargers -3. Even though, again, the Texans are at home, and that should count for something, right? But not enough. I think the Chargers, real tough matchup. They can run the ball, Herbert, all of that. Harbaugh is a super smart dude. All right, let's get to game two tomorrow night. 10-7 Pittsburgh, 12-5 Baltimore. Oh, gosh, my eye is bugging out here. Sorry, guys. Can hardly see. I don't know what's going on. Got a lot of stuff in my eye, making it very difficult to see my notes and my computer. All right. The spread in this game, we even without Zay Flowers, is 9.5 still in favor of the Ravens. At home, third matchup, BetQL has the Ravens favored by 11.5, meaning they think this game will be a bigger and a cover and a bigger disparity than the spread. I disagree with this. I hate what Pittsburgh has become. Russell Wilson's been struggling. George Pickens is a ginormous pain in the ass. Najee Harris is not good enough. I wish they would give it more to the backup running back. Mike Tomlin might be coaching for his job. Lamar is Lamar. But no Zay Flowers helps me, because I'm going with the Steelers, along with the fact that it's a division matchup and a third matchup between the two. And even though it's in Baltimore, and even though Baltimore got the best of them last time they were in Baltimore, I think the Ravens win, but I think it's a closer game than 9.5. I'll take the Steelers +9.5 over the Ravens. So that's the Chargers -3 over the Texans. Steelers +9.5 on Saturday. Meanwhile, game three of the weekend is Denver versus the Buffalo Bills. In my old stomping grounds of Arch and Park, New York. Weather's not expected to be brutal, so that's kind of good. The Broncos clinched their first playoff spot in, what, 8 years last week? They hammered the Chiefs. Didn't have to work that hard. Now they travel all the way to Buffalo. Don't get brutal weather. I love the way Bo Nix has mostly played this year. Sure, a little up and down from time to time. What rookie quarterback isn't? Their defense, I know Josh Allen is a machine. But I like Denver in this one. And I like Denver to hit a medium to longish pass to kind of be the difference in this game and maybe winning it outright. Maybe winning it outright. Definitely covering the 9. I will say that. I think Denver can keep the game close and give us a ball game. BetQL, again, just for what they have the game at 22 for the Bills, 18.5 for Denver. So their spread is Denver plus the 3.5. I get a 5-point difference, 5.5, depending on where you get it. I have it at 9. They have it, consensus at 8.5. We'll leave it at 9 because that's where I have it. But Denver should be able to cover the number in this game, even though it's in Buffalo. All right, game 4. It's the Green Bay Packers, and Jalen Hurts is returning for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are at home, Lincoln Financial Field. This is a rematch of week 1. Depending on where you get it, 4.5 is what I'm going with it from ESPN Bet. BetQL has the Eagles at -5. I should say at -6.5. So they actually have the Eagles covering the number, wherever you get it at, in this game, 22.5 to 16 at Lincoln Financial Field. So, again, if you're looking to BetQL, safe way to go is Philadelphia. They get Jalen Hurts back. Great on defense, for the most part, outside of the game at in Landover, where they had a couple of coverage busts. Good at forcing turnovers, which you know. Very stout on both sides of the ball. Great offensive line. I love the Packers, but I think the Eagles get this done with Saquon. Remember, he had 3 touchdowns against the Green Bay Packers in the season opening game in Brazil. Give me the Eagles as well. I'll take the -4.5 for game 4 of Wild Card Weekend. Game 5. Monday Night Football. It's been moved to Glendale, Arizona, in case you weren't aware. No longer at SoFi Stadium. It's been a week and then some for the Los Angeles Rams and for all of Southern California and Los Angeles and everybody affected. Certainly that's got to play into this game, right? Maybe you're playing for those people, but in some ways that's got to be a huge distraction. The line, even after the move and essentially robbing a home game away from the Rams, because there'll be a ton of Vikings fans there either way, but maybe more in Glendale, is -3 in favor of Minnesota. I don't trust Sam Darnold, but I don't love what the Rams have had to go through this week. BetQL has the Rams winning 20.5 to 19.5. I'll go against their advice. Give me the Vikings. Their blitzing defense, a bad taste in their mouth, and maybe a little bit more conservative and smart Kevin O'Connell. Instead of going for it all the time on fourth down, maybe they settle for field goals and they get points instead. And maybe they don't need to keep up with the Lions or the Rams like they did the Lions. Give me the Vikings. -3. On Monday night in Glendale, Arizona. And I like that because, as well, because it's now essentially a neutral field. And just everything that the Rams have had to deal with, and they've had to deal with a lot. And you hate to make it about that, but that's part of the mix. Game number 6, the game you care most about. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I think Tampa Bay is going to win. I like their offense. I like their offense to execute. I don't like the Commanders' ability to run the football naturally. I think the Commanders have left some big plays on the table. They haven't created enough turnovers. Huge difference between facing and forcing Cowboys' offense and Trey Lance, no CD Lamb, into field goals as opposed to Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, and the rest of the Tampa Bay crew. I think Tampa wins. I'm going to say Tampa wins 30 to 27, which means give me the Commanders plus 3.5. So I think the Commanders lose a tight game, 30-27, 33-30, but they cover the 3.5. How about them apples? I think that's fair. I think that's what we could see. Just in case you're curious, BetQL has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning by 4, 23.5 to 19.5. I disagree with that. The game's going to be way higher than that. They're saying 67% chance that Tampa Bay wins. And real quickly, you know how much I love the Sharps or the Sharks? Apparently, 84% of the Sharp money is coming in on the Commanders. And 74%, I assume that's the public tickets? I don't know. 74% coming in on the Commanders as well. Not a lot of Sharp money and public money on the Buccaneers. I think they're forgetting how good that offense is when they're clicking. And obviously, we will find out together if the Commanders can force a turnover or two. That will go a long way to helping them not only cover, but also win that game. But for now, give me the Commanders plus the 3.5, but losing a tight one in Tampa Bay.